atmosphere. He added that the grounds, which at this moment are fully surfaced only by sand, will have plantings which will take form next week. Also, planting of azaleas along the driveway into the campus off Davis Highway will be made in time to be a feature when students begin to arrive. Crosby expects initial enrollment of the university in September to be of about 1,000 students. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Pensacola right now.
Let's just go back from two Saturdays ago to now, where you have had a former president and presidential candidate almost assassinated. You have had a president withdrawing from running for re-election. You have had a Secret Service director resigning. I think there is something else that I've missed.
Pensacola right now, 4 till 7, before Dave Ramsey, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Climatech of Professional Air.
AM 1620. You can find this on the app, and you can join the conversation at 850-437-1620. And we want you to join the conversation because today we have Travis Thompson from Climatech Pro Air with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. Even better because you're here.
Well, it's better to be in here in the AC than outside, that's for sure.
It's a little cooler today, I will say, but it's not, but I still like my AC.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually been nice. Even the summer's been, I mean, it's been hot, but it hasn't been like last summer. Last summer got really crazy.
Really?
Yeah, last summer we had some really crazy heat, and we're not out of it yet. We'll see what happens, but, you know, the mornings have not been too terribly bad, and then it gets warm, but then we had a little break from the humidity this summer as well. We had a little while back here where the temperatures were high, but the humidity was low, so that felt great because that puts a big strain on ACs, and that people don't really think of it in that way. But
right.
You know, the days where you wake up and your windows outside your house are soaking wet, those are the days that your AC is really going to have a hard time because it's dealing with the heat and it's dealing with the moisture. So
the day when the cat can't see outside the window to check out the birds.
That's a good sign that it's going to be a warm day. That's kind of what when I get up in the morning before the sun comes up and I see the windows, I can kind of dictate from that what the day's going to be like, because those days where it's just running water down the windows, it's going to be a hot one.
I left. So when I moved from my home state the first time, I left them with lots of snow.
Oh, okay.
But this time I left them with a lot of heat.
Yes, indeed.
And so they're always asking me here, like, is it too hot? Is it too hot? And I said, it sounds like you're having a little more heat than we are. I won't admit to it here because I love it here. So
right.
I don't want to hear that, well, it's too hot down there, because
right.
It's not. It's beautiful.
Yeah. We have some heat, but like you said, they did. They had a heat wave up north that was worse than what we had down here. It's kind of a strange one for them, I'm sure, because a lot of them don't even have AC in some houses there.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you, my grandmother bought my dad and my mom as a gift central air, and if my mama didn't have that right now, she'd be in a world of trouble. But she had it on in June last year. In June for her, it was a month of rain, and so she had her AC on, and she was pretty excited about that. And yes, absolutely. So
yeah, dry actually feels better on your skin than people realize. You know, a lot of times temperatures may feel different, that you'll swear a thermostat's not reading correctly or something like that. And a lot of times it's just a humidity difference. You know, a 72 degree home at 60% humidity is comfortable, but it's not cold. But you take that same 72 and get the humidity down to 48, 49, 72 is cold.
Right.
So it's a big difference, and that actually helps with utility costs and things like that. And that's what we try to address a lot of times in systems that we install, is the humidity as much as the air temp. A lot of the systems we install are variable speed compressor units. And the big draw to that for me is I have a humidity control built into that. I can actually slow down how fast I'm cooling the house to allow me to drag out humidity for a much longer time. And when that humidity gets low, people realize real quick that it feels a lot better.
Right.
We've had many customers will call after the install of a variable speed system and not really complain, but kind of question the thermostat temperature. Something's not right. Say they're used to going to bed at 72, so they turn it at 72, and 72 is freezing. The thermostat's wrong. No, it's not wrong. Your humidity level has changed, 10-12%. And that's a big difference in the way your skin feels.
Right. I think someone like me, the average person, would be like, I just want it to be cool or warm. Right. And I'm not thinking of those things. Mm-hmm. And I'm not making the connections, but you're here to make those connections for my little brain, which I love.
No, glad to. And anybody, like I said, anybody that wants to call in's got questions, anything at all. We're hearing a lot of things this year. Drain lines is always a big issue this time of year because people don't realize how much moisture units make a day and drain out of their house. So if you have a drain problem, it can make a real mess. Filter issues, that's another question we hear a lot. What kind of filters can I use?
Right.
So if anybody's got any questions like that at all, feel free to call in and we'll address them best we can.
We did have a text come in from a listener that was listening yesterday, and they may or may not be from the area I grew up in. They said 98% of residential homes in the 207 area code do not have central air. Absolutely correct.
I believe that. I do. We've actually, one of our guys, he was here with us, Chris, is from Ohio. And it's funny because just the terminologies we use a lot of times, he'll refer to something that deals with what they do in Ohio. And I'm like, what is that? I mean, I've done this my whole life, and he'll talk about an oil heater. What?
I live in Ohio. They were like, please, what? What are you talking about?
And everything, the most of them are on basements, so they have ductwork underneath the house. Our ductwork's in an attic. It's all totally different, and the amount of houses up there that still don't have air is mind-boggling to me because it's all we have here.
Right.
And all of ours have heat, so it just, you would think everything up there has it, but it doesn't.
I get a little touchy when they're like, no, they. I'm like, yes, they do. Okay, most don't.
That's right.
So remind us a little bit about how mini splits and variable speed systems save money.
So the variable speed I was just speaking of is a fantastic thing for reducing moisture and maintaining a moisture level that we want. But the side benefit of that, to me it's a side benefit, is the energy savings. Because the compressors, just the same way they do in mini splits, the compressors don't come on and off like a light bulb. They run at different speeds. So once the temperature in the house reaches temperature that you desire or close to it, the compressor starts to slow down, and those compressors can run at a very, very low wattage and maintain the house without shutting off. And some people get kind of taken back by that, because if it's not cutting off, it can't be saving money. But if we're reducing the amount of energy that it's taking to keep the house cool, and we're not turning a unit on and off, it's a huge difference in energy savings. And the best way to relate that, and I do it all the time, is with automobiles. If you have an automobile that's running at a steady, smooth speed down an interstate, you get good fuel mileage. And then if you can slow down, you get even better fuel mileage. So that's how that correlates, as opposed to driving a car with a standard unit that cuts on and off. That's the same thing as going red light to red light. And
right.
You've seen your fuel mileage. It goes down.
Right.
It takes a lot more to get things going than it does to keep them going. Whether you're talking cars, motors, compressors, all that stuff's the same.
Right.
So the energy's already going. We slow it down, keep it moving. It makes for a better comfort in the house because we keep the temperature like within 1 degree instead of a 3 to 4 degree swing. The humidity comes way down, sometimes 10-12% lower than in when an on and off unit. And we're able to even dehumidify in times where it's not very hot outside. So all of these benefits that I love transform into a lower energy bill that you just don't, and sometimes it's drastic. Hundreds of dollars a month in a lot of cases with these systems.
It helps with my breathing.
Yeah, it does.
Honestly, it really
does.
I was like, oh my gosh, it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. I can breathe.
Yeah, and it if we keep the humidity that low, mold can't grow. So we keep that problem from arising. It's just kind of a win-win-win-win with them. I mean, it's just a very good technology. It's been around for a long time now. And it's really what I think everything will eventually be. You know, you see technology grow. I think we're all going to wind up there.
Right.
It's just a matter of getting there.
I have a question online. Will the new refrigerant change anything for homeowners?
I don't see it changing anything huge for homeowners. The only thing I do see is the transition period being a kind of a, we don't know what's coming. We're already having a little bit of difficulty in the compressor realm. So some parts and pieces of units right now are getting tough. And then next year, all the manufacturers are going to be switching from making the units that use the refrigerant we're using now to using this new refrigerant. So there's going to be a transition period that we're not sure if equipment, how easy equipment is going to be to get. And we also have the factor there that once they switch it over, we're hearing a different range of price increases. And that's unfortunately going to be part of it. I don't know exactly what that's going to be yet. But as far as the way the units run and operate, no, I don't see anything really different for the homeowner that they have to be concerned with. There's a lot of talk out there because there is a level of flammability to the new refrigerant. There's going to be safeties in the unit to deal with that. And the amount of, I don't know what you want to call it, but flammability that it has is,
right.
It's a very low, it's not a very fast burning. So it's not something to be scared of.
Okay. This is great. You're going to love this.
Okay.
One of our listeners said, absolutely love listening to this guy. He knows his stuff. And you're right. And this guy is Travis Thompson from Climatech ProAir.com. And
go clearly to someone who's never met me.
Hey, you know, some people just have really good taste. What can I say, Travis? If you want to ask a question, join us in the conversation. Give us a call. Hit the text line, 850-437-1620. Like I said, we are talking to Travis Thompson of Climatech Pro Air. You can go to their website to learn more, climatechproair.com. You can call in right now. I don't want to forget this. Do you have a raffle gift basket giveaway happening?
I do, and I'm wanting to say off the top of my head that ends today, I believe.
I think.
I may get a verification here in a second, but yeah, you can go to Facebook and register. Sure can.
Last day today?
Sure can. I believe it's today. If I remember reading that right, it's today at the end of the day will be when it'll close. So you can go there and register to win that gift basket.
I didn't want to take away from the important stuff, but sometimes stuff like that's
important. I need to mention that kind of stuff, and I get bad. I get carried away and zoned in on geeky AC stuff.
Hey, let's geek out. I do have another question. Can surge protectors help or protect my AC system?
They can, and it's becoming a little bit more common to see that, especially with some of the new electronics in some of the new equipment. All of your equipment is going to have control boards in it now, and then the variable speeds and the more efficient stuff have even more control boards with capacitors. And varying voltages, or what they call brownouts, where the power kind of goes out but doesn't always go out, those can do a lot of damage. So the surge protectors can protect against that kind of stuff. And surge protectors work very well in series with each other. So say you've got a whole house protection surge protector. That's great. But putting one on the individual piece of equipment is a double safeguard against that surge that may come in. Because surges can still get past one. But the more of them you have in line, the less chance there is of something getting by.
Okay. We have another question. Can you ask about annual maintenance and the importance of that?
Sure.
And there was a please too, so we gotta do it.
For sure. it's something we recommend it twice a year. Going into your heating season, going into your cooling season is ideal. Don't have to be then, but that's to me the best time to do it. Because you need to keep an eye on some things other than just, you know, rinsing out the outdoor coil that may have grass and dirt and trash in it. You're also inspecting the inside coil to make sure it's not getting dirty, which is what really kills most ACs that we see, is that inside coil gets dirty and the homeowner never knows it. I mean, it's not an easy thing to look at and inspect. Cleaning the drain line is just part of that routine maintenance, but the things that are important on my end of it, keeping an eye on a refrigerant level. If your refrigerant level starts to get low, not only do you have a leak you need to address, but low refrigerant level can burn up compressors, cause all kinds of energy loss. I mean, it's just a bad thing. So keeping an eye on those things that you can't just see or measure without some of the specific tools that we have is a great idea to not only maintain the life of your unit, but keep it running as efficiently as when you first put it in. You know, if you're going to pay for a high SEER system and save money on your energy bills, it's very easy for that system to start creeping up on you in energy use, and you don't know it.
Right.
You know, if your energy bills, if they increase slowly over 5 years, you don't really see that. So keeping that running as efficiently as possible is one of the best things you can do. And that's to me the best benefit of the maintenance.
Now, how do you know what type of filter you need?
That's a tricky question. That's actually something that we can, you know, if somebody has a specific question, love to answer it, because every filter has a different rating for how much air it's rated to flow through it. Well, all of the systems are designed differently. So you've got to first know the size of the unit to know how much air you're moving. Then you've got to know the size of the filter you're pulling it through. So in most cases, we find that the filter sizes are not as big as they need to be, even by design, with a cheap filter. So if someone goes out and purchases a really high, nice filter and throws it in that same small opening, now we've choked the airflow to the unit.
Right.
So we've really kind of done more harm than good. And it's a tricky situation because, yeah, you've stopped more dirt getting through, and that's great. We want to stop all the dirt we can, but we can't do it at the cost of cutting back the airflow.
Right.
Because then we not only lose the amount of cooling the unit will do, we can do damage to the compressor and eventually cause some really bad long-term stuff. So it's a little bit tricky. I wish there was one just great answer to give, but it's something that I actually like talking about. And if anybody's got questions about it, they can call us. You know, we'll come out if we need to, or they can just call us and we can answer a phone call, you know, and do it that way. But definitely something that we see a big problem with are really high-grade filters in openings that are not big enough.
That's great. I just want to remind everybody, you can call Climatech of Professional Air anytime, 850-857-4700. And you can also find that phone number on climatechproair.com as well. And you can peruse the site. It's adorable. There's a little baby holding mama and daddy's hand. So cute. But if you go there, you're going to find out so many. There's great promotions that are going on right now. You can learn more about their products, services, their recent work, financing even. Or you can give us a call today at 437-1620 and ask Travis right here any question you want.
That's scary.
Well, not any question, but let's keep it to the professional questions.
Yeah,
we're going to get in trouble.
It's been fun. This summer's been a pretty good one. So we've seen a lot of different things. Like I said, water issues is something we deal with a lot, and it's something that I get probably the most questions about, because you can treat drain systems all day long. They still get a lot of algae buildup. That's part of living where we live. And in some cases, we've had several lately that you blowing them out is not really good enough. You can get them cleared, and you can get them draining again, but they don't go long before they clog again. And the problem is you're really opening up a very small hole through the middle of all that sludge and slime, and then one little piece comes loose and it's clogged again. And the only way to get it then is to actually get some kind of a fish tape or something through the line where you can actually tie something and pull all that stuff out the other end, get it good and clean so that you can get back to a relatively new drain line with everything wide open.
So I know there are some things that a homeowner can do to keep it, you know, maintained to a certain level, but how often should they be calling in someone to come in maintenance and take a look to make sure that what they're doing is effective?
We recommend twice a year. You know, if the homeowner can take care of their filter once a month, and depending on their drain system, add either vinegar or one of the, you know, many solutions they have out there now for drain lines. Doing that, those are the two things that the homeowner probably needs to just really do themselves. And then other than that, we recommend twice a year having us come in and do all the other maintenance that's required, get everything clean, get everything checked, the refrigerant levels like we just spoke of, and make sure that everything's ready for that next season.
I just digress myself, but this next listener said, sorry to digress, but is surge protection the same as lightning protection? Don't be sorry, I digress constantly.
No. That's one that you kind of have to be careful. And most people that are experts in this field, and I'm not one of them, I'll go ahead and put that out there, but lightning protection is a very different animal than surge protection. Because if you take a direct lightning strike, I don't know of any surge protectors out there that you can have that are going to protect you from that. So that's a whole different animal. The surge protectors I'm speaking of are your small surges that a lot of people have every day and don't even see, don't even notice them. So definitely a different animal than a lightning strike. Lightning strikes are, like I said, that's a whole different level of protection.
Right.
And I would be the wrong person to give you any advice on lightning strikes, because I've seen it do some amazing stuff. And, you know, we do deal with it a lot with units getting hit. And I've seen units that were hit that literally had holes blown in the side of them that were directly hit by lightning.
Wow.
And I've seen another unit that was hit by lightning that you can't tell anything was wrong with it. So lightning is a very strange animal. And, you know, that's one that I'm not going to tiptoe into that water.
I like that. Here's a comment. Thank you for your knowledge. And remember, if you don't have a good air filter.
You are one.
There you go.
How's
I love
Todd
it.
Doing?
That's right. I love this. We love our listeners. We are winding down. We have about 4 minutes left. So get those last minute questions into us. 850-437-1620. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and we are talking with Travis Thompson from Climatech Pro Air. And you're having a wonderful time with me, aren't you?
It's good. It's good.
It's awesome.
It's nice to get to know you.
It's sunny out. We're talking about how to keep cool.
That's right. And you're from Ohio?
I'm originally from the other tip of the universe right now.
Oh.
So I'm originally from Maine. I grew up in
wow.
Maine. And so every time I hear, you didn't have AC up there, I was like, well, I had a grandma.
Yeah.
And she made sure we did. But I lived in Cincinnati
okay.
area for a while.
Okay.
So I learned really quickly as a Mainer that your words are different there. Kitty corner, catty corner.
Yeah, there's a lot of different words. Chris that works with me is from Ohio. We give each other grief all the time.
Yeah, did you do the O-H-I-O?
He washes his car. I don't know where that came from.
You know, that is funny because washing your car, and then I had an adorable woman that I worked with, and she said, I have a lot of ideals. I said, well, okay. But what she meant was, I have a lot of ideas.
That's right.
And I said, honey, idea and ideal are totally different. But if you're from where I'm from, you say idea
right.
instead of idea.
Yep.
So there's a lot of transition in how you talk. But I have to say my favorite stop, and I believe this is going to be the last one, is right here in Pensacola.
It's a great place to live. And I have to say I've been a lot of places, and I love a lot of different places. I like traveling. I like seeing, you know, all over the United States. But I love coming back here. It feels like a very good place. It's got a lot of everything. You know, you've got the beach. You've got the woods. You've got city, you've got country. It's all kind of here. The weather's really good. I love it. I mean, it's, you get a little bit of cold, but it's not enough to make you run away and hide. It's not
terrible.
I came
when it was cold.
Yeah.
I came to visit my first time in January.
Okay.
And it was a little chilly.
Yeah, it
was cold, and I was like, oh my gosh, what's
and
happening?
It's a little bit, and I'm sure you've heard this, kind of a different kind of cold.
Yes.
I don't know if it's just more moisture in it. It feels colder than
where I learned humidity makes a difference.
Yeah, I've been up north and it'll be 30s and you can actually be okay in just a t-shirt, and down here in the 30s you're in two jackets. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so cold, and everyone's like, it's not normally like this.
Right.
But it was gorgeous. It's beautiful. And I mean, something that makes it even more beautiful here is the people.
Yeah.
The community.
It's always been a nice place. I've grown up here my whole life, and I love Pensacola. I love the area around it. It's just a great place, great people. So I don't have any intentions on going anywhere, and I love doing what we do because I kind of get to meet a lot of different people doing this.
That's awesome. You better not go anywhere. Everybody loves your business. So
I love being here.
You'll be in trouble if you leave. It's been so great talking with you today. Travis Thompson from Climatech Pro Air. Any last-minute questions? Not going to happen today, but you can call him at 850-857-4700. And today is the last day for
a giveaway. Get to Facebook.
Head over to Facebook. Register.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.